Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Injuries for the game. We got Jordan Watkins out, CJ West out, Renardo Green questionable, Juwan Jennings questionable, Mac Jones questionable, Connor Colby questionable, Ricky Purcell questionable.
Go ahead.
Maybe that Brock will start.
Yes.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we'll play you more Shanny Hanny here in just a sec, but that's the development. And two things that catch my attention. Brock Purdy is in, yet they will not fully say yet that Ricky Pearsall is in. I think he's expected to be in. He practiced yesterday. He practiced today. But at the same time, I did not like seeing his name on the questionable list.
No, never do.
Yeah.
And Connor Colby also on that same list. And as you go through, and Juwan Jennings, and, you know, you start to pick through the names and who they already know they won't have, Kittle and Bosa. You don't have Kittle. You don't have Bosa. And, yeah, you've got Brock Purdy back. Great. And you've got McCaffrey. You know, count on 25 to 30 touches for all of you team bubble wrap. Just get ready for that, because you're going to use him and use him and use him up as much as you can without Kittle especially.
Yep. I mean, look, the bottom line on all of this stuff, because I know there were – I'm sure you heard it too. There's people all week, certainly all day. Hey, just give Mac another game. And maybe that's the anxiety that surrounds next Thursday's game. So I understand it. I really do. For me, it comes from the exact same tree as what you just brought up. Christian McCaffrey's touches.
Yep.
And I've mentioned this to you a lot. I really understand from the fan perspective why it feels the way it does. It's just uncomfortable, especially for a fan base that is constantly bombarded, it feels, with major injuries. But the bottom line is at a certain point, one way or another, you have to have the stomach for this. And, like, you can't, you cannot protect football players. You just can't.
Nope.
You can't protect him. So is Brock in perfect shape this week? I have no idea. But he's good enough. And this game matters too. And he might even be the healthiest quarterback that they've got right now. And for those of you, I've seen this one too. Oh, let Martinez go out there and do
it. Come on.
What are we doing? You don't even know who that is. You have no clue what he looks like.
And Come on.
If you do want to think of anything that matters in the preseason, I will remind you that if Brock Purdy...
No, come on.
No, Cheryl, for real. If you remember the preseason, when Brock and Mac were not on the field for the 49ers, the ball did not move, period. They could not move the ball. So I don't know where this concept of, like, let's protect Purdy, I don't even really know where it comes from. I have been anxious as all get out from the moment he left to get him back on the field. People go, hey, what about Mac? Mac was very good.
Yeah.
For what he was asked to do.
But just win games.
Yes.
And he did.
He did. And so, okay, you've solidified yourself as a high-level backup. You have positioned yourself nicely. And most importantly, you did your job. And that job may be asked of you again. But if anybody came out of those last two games feeling like the Niners could just go win the division with Mac Jones, I think you're crazy. That's just me.
I mean, you never know who else is going to be out there and who else won't be out there. And so, yeah, Brock Purdy starts on Sunday, and that doesn't mean that he could be in jeopardy if Thursday. You could have him sit on Sunday and he can come out on Thursday, and on the first snap, he could stub his toe and he could be out for 4 to 6 weeks. You just never know. And I always think about this with what you talked about in terms of Christian McCaffrey. So McCaffrey and his touches, and we all want to bubble wrap him. What if you knew that after touch 250, that McCaffrey's season would be over?
Huh.
So you have, I think he's what, 77 in or 78 touches, I think,
something
into the year. And yep. So if you knew full well that you only had 172 more touches, how would you use him? Would you like wait until the end of the year? Would you go 8 or 9 a game? Would you use them all now and try to bank as many wins as you could and then, you know, hold off? It all depends on how you approach football. And I know this about Shanahan. He doesn't know how long anybody's going to be able to play, but he looks at this game on Sunday and he says, Brock's better than Mac. Brock is healthy-ish. Mac is healthy-ish, whatever. Brock, you play. And McCaffrey, I know we've used you a lot, but man, you're really good and you help us win. So we may have 35 touches for you. And if on the 35th touch, something bad happens, well, we can live with it because we're trying to win this game. And that's the way football works.
650 Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. What if Martinez is Brock Purdy 2.0? What if? That's a fun phrase.
Well, he's allowed to be.
What if? I mean, as Kyle Shanahan, like, what if we're all, what if none of us make it to Sunday? I mean, yeah, he's allowed to be, but what if? I don't know. I guess my question would be, like, why are we even trying to find that out? I mean, sure, so, I guess. Maybe he could be undervalued. Maybe he's a good player. It's just funny to me. Sometimes I feel like the 49er fan base, I think a lot of people in this fan base are over-tinkerers. And maybe that is because of where we've come from in the Kyle Shanahan era, where Jimmy Garoppolo was a successful quarterback, even though not a sparkly, shiny type of a quarterback. And then you had this Mr. Irrelevant turn into somebody who could take you to a Super Bowl. So we've got this concept of like, ooh, what else could we find? And it's almost like the Farhan Zaidi-ing of the 49ers. Like, why do you want to all find diamonds in the rough? I'm not on that search. You found your diamond. Some people are never going to feel like it's a diamond. That's fine. I don't really care about that. But you found your diamond. Let's stop searching for the diamonds in the rough. Let's play ball. Let's play ball.
Let's play with the diamonds that we have in the safe.
Yeah, and I look at it this way. Y'all want Trey Hendrickson? You better keep winning. These games are really important. What the 49ers do at the trade deadline is going to be based on a cost-benefit analysis of how important this season becomes, what they feel like they can achieve with this season.
See, I don't think you have to win to get to that spot, and I'm thinking about the McCaffrey year where you were 4-4 when you acquired him, and you got to that spot, you thought you were good, and you had one glaring need, and you filled it. So I don't think you have to be 7-1 or 8-0 and get to that spot.
Not
I think
that
it's
high.
More.
Yeah.
I think it's more about who you have healthy and where are you as a team and what are you lacking? So you might be 5-3 at the deadline. And, you know, Brock Purdy's been good. But the one thing that you really can't do since you lost Bosa is rush the passer. And so if you get to that spot and everything else has been really mostly good and you get to that spot, well, then, yeah, you fill that one need. So for me, it's less about the record and it's more about where are you in terms of what your one need is.
Yeah,
right now.
I'm not saying they need to win them all. Like you mentioned, they're 5-3. 5-3 is still very much in the whole thing. And you look at each year's a little different based on the framework of the NFC and how accessible it is and all of that. But you've got 6 more games till the deadline. If you lose them all, I'm not going after Trey Hendrickson.
Right. Fine.
I'm not doing that.
Agreed.
You know what I mean?
So like 3-6 is different.
Yeah, it is. But that's, I mean, these games, like, look, they're not as important as division games. They're maybe not as important as December games. Let me tell you what I love, love, love about the NFL. They're all really important.
They all count the same.
All of them. All of them.
But this might be the, outside of the Tennessee game in December, this might be the least important game on your schedule.
I get what you're saying. You're talking because it's non-division, because it's non-conference.
Non-conference, yeah. And I mean, it's a home game.
Home game.
As I've told you before, if you look at Shanahan's career, they're almost exactly the same team, home and road throughout the course of his career. Kyle Shanahan, they are the same team both here in Santa Clara and on the road, but this one's non-conference and it's against a team that I think is pretty good. And so, yeah, it's important, but the Ram game's more important, and Arizona again and Seattle again and the Rams again, those are all more important.
888-957-9570. We'll play the Shanahan for you in a second. Let's get to some phone calls. Plaxico Burress joins us at 3:15. Tony in Oakland first up. Hi, Tony. Thanks for the call. What's up?
Yeah, you can know and how a person's going to do. And how you know is, you know, you got to be one. If you're a natural yourself or if you've ever gotten in, you can feel the potential both in Brock and Mac, because especially, you know, Mac's out there now. But what that dude, he, the way he said it, you know, he gets in the rhythm and he lets it fly. And it's the way that he says it. It's when, you know, you're of, you know, the God keep within. I know we don't usually like to speak about God, but when you get into the mix with it within and you couple with it and you're of its will, then you have the potential to do anything. And that's what those two boys have out there. It's pretty amazing. The, you know, we have a bunch of them on the team. The only, and now, you know, if Shanahan, you know, he's the one that lets us down, because I don't think he's ever gotten in a zone. But right now we have these, we have a quarterback and we have a backup that are through the roof. And I think we can go all the way again. The only person that gets in our way is Shanahan, because he's never really felt it. He can't really see it in another, but at least he's letting the ball fly, because, you know, he's going with the, you know, with the air game right now.
Yeah,
so I think we could go all the way.
Tony, I'm trying to figure out how the quarterbacks are awesome, but apparently Kyle Shanahan lets him down. Like, doesn't the quarterback play, isn't it on some level reflective of some things that Kyle's doing?
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, you know, he has a little bit of a plan, but, you know, we know that he's not really of it, or we would have had that Super Bowl, because, you know, you get battlefield sense of the moment. And when Mahomes was coming up next, and in the overtime, he just, you know, he went for the field goal rather than be of the moment and know, well, Mahomes coming up next. We gotta go for it. He just doesn't have that. And how you know is when a person gets afraid, they can't think inside of the box, right? They're like crumbling, looking at his notes on the sideline. But he's doing all right. I think Lynch is pretty good, because he was a player himself, could get in. And he's the one that sort of picks him, and maybe, you know, he gets him, and then Shanahan tries to do his little, you know,
yeah,
thing. But, you know, I think these guys could perform like the snake, the way he was for the Raiders, right? They don't even need Shanahan. They can feel out the field and know when to let the ball fly and do all sorts. Sometimes Shanahan just gets in the way.
Tony, thank you very much. You got all that?
Yeah, I got it all. Yeah.
All of it?
No, I mean, not all of it.
Okay.
Like, Shanahan gets in the way, and it's all about God. So, I don't know. If I'm
not God, it was about feeling it.
Higher power, sure.
Yeah.
If I'm Jed York,
I'm feeling it right now.
I'm feeling you.
Yeah.
Shout out Victor Brick.
Oh, my God.
If I am Jed York, I'm firing Shanahan, and I'm going to hire higher power. We're going to go ahead and bring in higher power to be our coach. And, yeah, the feeling. Feeling you. And all the rest of it.
That next baby that you have, that should be the name.
Higher power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Higher power Dibley. Sure.
Paul in Livermore. Hi, Paul. Palate cleanser. What's going on?
Hey, how are we doing today? Yeah. Gentlemen, I love your show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
Appreciate you.
Hey, the question of play Mac this weekend to give Brock 4 more days of rest, or play Brock? Play Brock. Quarterbacks take a couple games to get into the rhythm at the beginning of the season. We're early in the season. Brock's already missed 2 games. He's going to rust faster. Put him in now against a favorable matchup. Get that little bit of rust built up off. Get the rhythm and confidence so that he is feeling 100% mentally in the game for the important Rams game 4 days later.
Paul,
that's all I got.
Yeah, it's a really good point. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. And again, I still would contend that it's only us out here in sports land that have conversations about basically what I would call parlays. Now, there's that parlay card that was sitting next to us
earlier.
Pretty
awesome, yeah.
That's amazing. That's not the kind of parlay I'm talking about. I feel like there's a lot in the fan base where we talk about, let's do this game or let's not do this game because of what it might mean for the next game or the next game after that. Let's not play Brock now. That'll help you in December. Or even this one. Let's play Brock because this will help you on Thursday night. Just my sense, and I'm not saying that nobody thinks ahead. That's part of their job. But much more than we would give it credit for, I think teams are thinking about their next game. And that's it. Are you healthy? Yes, coach. Okay, we have a game
right
on Sunday. The whole concept of like, you know, well, we could lose this one because the next one is the one we want. Yes, I'm not like disagreeing with you that Thursday is more important than Sunday, but I don't know that the 49ers coaching staff, I just don't think there's room. There's so much work that goes into winning a football game. I don't think there's room to sit there and start taking into account week 5, 6, 7, and 8.
No, and you don't know what's going to happen in week 4. Like, you play Mac Jones, and Mac's got a bad knee, and you rest Brock because you really want Thursday. And so, you know, something happens to Mac, and now you have to go to Adrian Martinez, and he's not ready. He's new in the system, and you lose to Jacksonville. And, well, you get to Thursday, and now you have Brock, and you don't have Mac because something bad happened to Mac, and Brock goes out there and he stubs his toe, and now you're back to Adrian Martinez anyway. So you play Brock Purdy if he's good enough to play, and you always hope against hope that you don't get injuries, although if you're the Niners, you kind of expect injuries because that's you.
Yep.
You're the injured team,
yep,
and you go out there and you do what you do. And it's the same thing with Christian McCaffrey and any other player. Like George Kittle, he hurts his hamstring on a play where he's not getting thrown the ball and he's just running, and now he's out for at least 4 games. So should you not play George Kittle except for plays where he's going to block and he's going to get the ball thrown to him? Of course not. They're football players. They play, and you just never know what's going to happen. So yeah, Mark, you're right. Shanahan's not thinking about Thursday at all. I'm sure they've already looked ahead at some Ram film, but right now it's about Jacksonville. How do we beat Liam Cohen and the underrated Trevor Lawrence, who I apparently love?
Oh, you do.
How do you beat the Jaguars?
Well,
and then we talk about Thursday on Monday.
We should tell our audience right now that the weekly Tuesday afternoon trip out to the farm to talk to John Feliciano, who does his best to not cuss every other word, just got more interesting.
Oh, it did.
Because he came down your road on Twitter.
Big time.
Tell us about it.
Well, and it cost me about 87 more mentions in my mentions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a good thing.
It's great. Oh. And, you know, Lucas put it out there already.
You're blowing up.
Dan Dibley would rather have Trevor Lawrence over Brock Purdy. Yep. What do you think? And so I got called names that begin with almost every consonant and a couple of vowels, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, sure. I mean, 28 years in the business, and I don't know what I'm talking about. Fine. Your opinion is yours, and mine is mine, and then it's starting to die down, and here comes Mongo. Here comes Mongo Feliciano.
Mongo, go get Dan.
Mongo, if you want to follow him, it's at Mongo Feliciano, and he just blows me up with a, I can't wait to smack you around on Tuesday.
Yep.
And then, rah, rah, rah. And still, since we've been on the air here for about an hour, I got another 5 mentions, and I don't even want to click on them because...
Well, it, look,
you're an R, you're an H, you're a D.
Well, but that's because it's Twitter.
That guy is such a D.
Half the text line yesterday agreed with you and couldn't stop calling me a homer for wanting Purdy over Lawrence. And this is the sports version. Like, I bet this is pretty relatable to you all, right?
Do you have to be a homer?
I don't have to. We've talked about this. I just enjoy it. So the point is that do you know of anything else in our world where there are a bunch of people who firmly hang on to an opinion
yep.
that you can't even understand? You're just like, there's no way there are other human beings that think that way. And as it turns out, there are millions of them.
Millions.
Millions upon millions upon millions of them who passionately and firmly think that you're the moron. And that's how that whole thing started yesterday.
Yeah, apparently, according to Ryan Frick, what an idiot was his response.
Well, yeah.
And then Robert Uribe. Stick to volleyball, Dibby. You're not tall enough to understand the game of football.
I like that one.
Obviously, from whatever angle you watch the game. So I'm not.
Yeah, stick to volleyball. That. I'm going to use
don't
that.
Ding that.
No.
With time, apple in your mouth, no, Grandy. No. I'm obviously not tall enough to see my own TV screen. Robert Uribe. Robert U 75728. Stop.
Uribe!
All of you, come on down. Come on down. You can't. Well, you're like water off a duck's back. You're always there, but you don't keep me from swimming,
guys. They're right, and you're wrong, and that's the fun part.
Yeah.
Is you like the people don't even know, again, how this started. In fact, our morning show doesn't even know that they started it. And I don't even know which one of them it was. Somebody on the morning show was like, Niner fans would like Purdy over Lawrence. And a friend of mine texted me and was like, laughable opinion. And this is the example I gave you yesterday, where do you ever go to a friend or your spouse or whatever? You get home from work. I bet this happens all the time, Dibs. You get home and you're like, freaking the Higgin. I can't.
Not me.
I can't believe. No, I've heard it. I can't believe that this jerk is so out of line. Listen to this plan that he's got. Listen to what he wants me to do. Maybe it's not you, Dibs. Maybe it's the other four guys who have to come do summits on off hours.
Yeah.
This guy, Nahigian.
It's more me, like, talking about you, to be honest.
That's fine. You go
this
there.
This guy, Willard.
This guy won't shut up. Ugh. I never speak. I never get to do anything on the show.
Ever.
Right. And what if your lovely wife's supper looked at you and was like, well, yeah. Yeah, that's the way it should be.
He's the lead dog. Like, you're the side piece. So it's not Dibs and Willard. It's Willard and Dibs, so, honey.
So my buddy is like, can you believe that they want Purdy over the first pick in the draft? And I kind of tried to find a creative way to be like, yeah. Yeah. I'm one of them. And he's kind of like, okay. Like, just so you know, I kind of like, yep. I see where you're coming from, but I disagree. And that's the beauty of all this.
I do, but
in a way, that's the beauty of us. I know it frustrates the hell out of us here in the old United States of America.
Sure.
But sometimes you got to just sit with the idea that something that seems as clear as flipping day to you, half the crowd is like, you're nuts. You're absolutely crazy. I mean, is there anything more relatable than that in the world right now?
Not really. I mean, I'm thank God there are neutral national voices who align with me. And
such as
the quarterback expert, Stephen Ruiz of The Ringer.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
America's number one Brock Purdy hater.
You can paint him however you want to paint him. So, he's got Trevor Lawrence at number 16.
Yeah.
He's got Brock Purdy at number 20.
Steven's a gaslighter.
I'm not insulting Brock Purdy.
No,
Steven and I are in lockstep on this one.
Don't even do
he's
that.
He's got Drake May ahead of Brock.
Of course he does.
He's got Sam Darnold ahead of Brock.
Good for you, Steve.
He's got Calamari ahead of Brock.
Absurd.
He's got, and this guy, talk about stock down.
Hit me. Let's go.
CJ Shroud.
Is ahead of Brock Purdy?
Oh, way ahead.
Laughable.
Yeah. Right. You know who he has at number 9?
Who?
The pride of the Raiders. Geno Smith is number 9.
Geno Smith is number 9?
Dak is number 7.
Tell me you haven't seen a Raider game all year without telling me you haven't seen a Raider game all year.
Steven and I mean, yeah. Steven, maybe you and I maybe need to get coffee.
You take Steve. I'll take Greg Cosell and Mongo Feliciano, who played.
You'd
Mongo,
be wrong.
Who played? He's right next to Brock.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.